Now, would like for you to take in a deep cleansing breath, feeling yourself all the way down to the pelvic floor, feeling that air brushing it, and then letting it out slowly. Sort of just let the air fall out of you, slide out. Just in a slow, easy motion, no rush. And now, would like for you to focus in on your toes. Focusing in on your big toes and seeing in the middle of the nail of the big toe on each foot is a dot. It's a dot of color. And the color of this dot is brilliant, vibrant, rainbow white. I'd like for you to focus in on the vibrancy. It's almost as if you, as if the white that carries the color is like a casing. And if you penetrate through the casing, you are immersed in this brilliant, clear, vibrant color. And it's the vibrancy of the color that makes the rainbow white light shimmer with energy and sparkling. Extra light. That extra light is the light of your focus. And as you focus exclusively on that dot of light, you fall into it. Now you're inside this dot of light, floating. And as you're floating, you're focusing now on your will center. Just putting all your attention on your will center just above the belly button. And feeling that area, just experiencing it, focusing your mind into that state of awareness of the will. And in a way, it is like becoming the will. For you are experiencing the will as it exists in this moment. And as you experience this will, I want you to focus in and calling for help from yourself as soul, that you might know what the name for this energy is. Letting it float into your mind. And then with your mind and your words. I am soul's will. I am in union with soul. Our will is divine. And sound an and holding the awareness of the will energy in your mind, and now expanding your mind to include, to rise up from the will, bringing the energy of the will up into the heart, raising it up with your focus. And once you have raised the energy to the level of the heart accepts the energy and unifies it, becomes one with it, so that now you have a divinely willing heart. I am soul's heart. I am in union with soul. Our heart is divine. And you sound an om. And you can feel that this divinely willing heart energy wants to rise. It wants to rise. And it is magnetically impelled to rise. And it rises up to the high heart area. And for a moment, all your energy is immersed in this unconditional love, this deep, deep love for all existence. And you can feel the contours of a unity of good and what that would feel like. And the energy now wants to rise again. And it begins to rise upward, upward, upward to the Ajna center, energizing the throat as it passes, so that the energy of the throat is activated, radiating the perfect sky blue light, and the energy of the high heart, this all-inclusive energy, rises up to the mind. And it unifies with the mind, blending and merging with the mind, this heart's radiance, blending and merging with your mind, this divinely loving, willing heart is merging with your mind. I am soul's mind. I am in union with soul. Our mind is divine. And recognizing that you, this part of you that is yourself as soul, this representative that you are of your soul here in this reality, you are unified with your soul. But now the urge for the energy to rise is in your mind. It is merging and blending with your whole mental field, and that mental field must rise. And your mind rises to the level of soul's mind. I am in union with soul. Our minds are united. Your mind united with soul's mind. And still the urge to rise grows stronger. And the mind begins to rise, rising up into the level of monad and uniting, joining, merging and blending with this perfect light of the monad. Merging and blending in this beautiful color or colors, this perfect light. And now your mind is united and the urge to rise grows ever stronger, lifting the minds up to the universal mind. To that river of light, that ocean of light, the sea of light, the sea of lights, beautiful lights. And you join them and you merge and blend with them. And you become one with them. This perfect unity and diversity, all the colored lights, beautiful. You are the three minds united. And take a moment to enjoy this moment, this union of the minds, opening your mind and ask for help with anything. Open to receive the flow of information. With just the right information to help you accomplish your goal. Trusting and patient. And comes a light, the most beautiful light you have ever seen, a perfect light. Perfect white light. And this perfect white light illumines everything, bringing utter clarity, crystal clear images and information. Dropping into your everyday mind. To be recalled at the perfect time, in the perfect way. And returning now your consciousness as this light descends downward through the monad, perfect light, permeating, penetrating down to the level of soul, united with your mind, united with soul's mind, and this brilliant, perfect, utterly clear light illumines your mind. And now sounding these words now in one divine unified force for the good of all, remembering this beautiful, perfect sky blue light. God's will be done on earth as it is in the higher realms. And sound the final om. And now, united with yourself, with your soul, and spending a few moments right now to feel that union, to allow soul's love and acceptance to permeate you, saturating your awareness with love. And with the intimate knowledge that soul appreciates you and your desire for growth, asking you to remember always those souls, those gods and goddesses, those great beings who are offering you opportunities through their energies, through their qualities, and calling for those qualities. United with yourself as soul, you can call for those energies, and they will be yours. Received by yourself as soul, and step down to the point at which you can utilize the energies. Imagine yourself receiving this help, whatever it is. Just imagine it happening. And now, we want you again to focus on the rainbow white dot of light that you have now risen above. And you are now looking at this, at these dots of light from the distance of your mental field. Looking down from your mental field, down through the etheric body, and looking at the physical body, and seeing these dots of light. And feeling the independent pull of both of those lights, and being drawn more to one than the other, more to one side than the other. And as you find yourself falling into the dot of light on the right toe, falling in, again falling in, and now with the light of soul and the will to act, you are the perfect light for the energy inside this light, this dot of light. And now you have illumined this dot. And within this dot is an image. What is that image? Promise yourself to remember the image. Looking long and hard at the image, and then letting go with the intention to remember. And this energy represents that part of you that most needs your attention now. So now, with your intent, open your heart to reveal the energy within, all those qualities within. And as you open your heart to show what love is, they are surrounded by love. They are engulfed in love. They are breathing love easily and effortlessly. Breathing in love and breathing out all resistance to that love. And doing the same for any area where there is resistance to love. And soon, all is love. And as you continue to practice creating this love so that it can move outward and upward, gaining more perfection as it rises, and saying a final om. Recognizing and praising all those who've gone before. Gratitude in your heart, for they have tread the way and it has become smooth and easy to follow here because of them. And this path is filled and made of divine will, and it creates this beautiful path, blending and merging the qualities which you can absorb as you walk along. And now, continuing on, you're going to come to a field, a meadow, full of your favorite plants, and beautiful, filled with the scent of flowers, the smell of spring, and the warmth of the sun. And the gentle caress of the wind. Perfect day. Puffs of clouds drifting by. Perfect day. And looking down, you see a symbol. And promising yourself you'll remember what that symbol is. And looking at the symbol, reaching for the symbol, touching the symbol, becoming one with the symbol. And as you become one with this symbol, part of your life's purpose is now revealed to you. Now, thanking this guide, this help, this angel, all of them looking out for you, helping you. So thanking them and appreciating what you have been given, knowing that the messages within will change and grow along with you. This is one of those forever gifts. And one has been given now to you. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. We bid you namaste.